Wicked rulers and blessed children, we have prophetic word from 2 Chronicles 21, a prophetic for 2021. Got prophetic sparkles, sun rays, and dawn. Hallelujah. Share this with your friends who are Christian, who might understand the storyline, and who hearts are faltering. Share this with friends whose hearts are not faltering and are listening to every prophetic word, because that's where you can find truth these days. Share these with anybody who'll listen, and I hope it blesses you. We still will run for a few weeks our offer of a PDF that will address how to figure out what's true in any situation, 20 questions to ask, and if you will be a patient for just a little while longer, we'll solve our tech problems and get those out to you. And so we do have that ongoing. Go to the website, www.greatshalom.org or overcominglearningproblems.org, and fill in the form in the upper right hand with a real name and a real email address. Okay, and thank you for your patience. Please do see what else we have. We'd love to have you in our tribe and in our Lioness Pride, and we'd love to get our materials into your hands. Feel free to ask questions, leave comments. You might be able to leave comments on the website, but you can certainly email me at info@greatshalom.org. Old fashioned, because we started quite a while ago. info@greatshalom.org. And blessings to you. It's going to be a good thing.
Celebrate the victory. Rejoice in what the Lord.
Welcome back, everybody. It looks like we've got a series going, 2 Chronicles. I'm going to read the 21st chapter today, and wow, this is prophetic for this year, 21st chapter. Some important things to say for those who have ears. So normally we talk about having faith, help our children overcome their learning problems, and we interview people who have good ideas about that. We believe in healing for our children. We'll take it any way it comes. That means that we believe in practical lifestyle measures and practical tactics as well as the supernatural. We're not going to just sit back in our couch and wait till Benny Hinn calls out our name. But we're going to apply ourselves to the Bible. And we're going to apply ourselves to better life, and we're going to take what kind of educational innovations that we can discover, and we're going to believe for success for our children in their learning quest and their quest to prepare themselves for a great calling and contribution as an adult in our society. So please do come to the website at www.greatshalom.org or alternatively www.overcominglearningproblems.org. You will see that we have a number of books, some of which are listed on www.lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, and some of which are listed on amazon.com. And we also have some audio series that are only on our website that you can click through. So go to our website at www.greatshalom.org, www.great, like big G-R-E-A-T, and shalom is S-H-A-L-O-M.org. And if you're new to this past, then shalom is Hebrew for peace, prosperity, nothing missing, nothing broken. There's just no English word that covers the whole thing. You know, if I said well-being, you would normally think of health only and not necessarily peace of mind or lack of enemy attack or something else. So shalom is the word for great salvation. It's like sozo in Greek, and this covers everything. Okay. So today, doing a little series because they're, you know, I've been working on a whole series, a whole teach-in. Just had to set that aside for the moment and have some other projects for you, but my breath was taken away in a bad way. Some of the recent news, and I understand at least at this time, there are things that I may not discuss or I'll be labeled as a domestic terrorist. Praise God. But I still believe that God wants the best for all children, and it has been my task up until now to help mothers with that. So today, 2 Chronicles chapter 21. You know, I see a few little prophetic sparkles here. See what you think. Now, Jehoshaphat slept with his father. So we just read about King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, who was buried with his father in the city of David. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. And he had brethren of the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, Jael, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts of silver and of gold and of precious things with fenced cities in Judah. But the kingdom he gave to Jehoram because he was the firstborn. And when Jehoram was risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and slew all his brethren with the sword and divers also of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 30 and 2 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. So Jehoram did as other kings have done and was violent. This was not the custom in Israel and Judah. He was a violent guy. He strengthened himself. He wanted to be in charge. Okay, verse 6. And he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab. For he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. So King Ahab and his family, including Jezebel and Athaliah, were worshippers of Baal, and they took a more elitist view of their rights in terms of being monarchs. You understand, Israel was the northern kingdom at this time, and we're talking about the southern kingdom, Judah. Verse 7, howbeit the Lord would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. So verse 6 has just said that Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, was not following the religion of, well, that's not what it said. It says he walked in the ways of the king of Israel. So he was doing evil. And he was following Baal, and he was not following what his father did and what they were doing at the temple in Jerusalem, his capital, and so forth. So he was evil and not good. All right. But verse 7 says, the Lord would not destroy the house of David. So the Lord didn't kill Jehoram because he had made a covenant with David. And he had promised to give a light to him, to David, and to his sons forever. He said that descendant of David would always be on the throne. Okay. Verse 8. And in his days, meaning Jehoram, the Edomites revolted from under the dominion of Judah and made themselves a king. And Jehoram went forth with his princes and all his chariots with him, and he rose up by night and smote the Edomites, which compassed him in, and the captains of the chariots. So the Edomites revolted from under the hand of Judah unto this day. The the same time also did Libnah revolt from under his hand because he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. So we see the same theology that if you do what is right in the sight of the Lord, you prosper. Theology in Deuteronomy, which I was taught in seminary, was uncommon. Deuteronomy was somehow different from the rest of the Torah, but looks like whoever wrote Second Chronicles had the same theology. Okay, so I don't have a professor to argue about that right now, but anyway, notice that that's the pattern playing. Verse 11. So Edom was geographically close to Judah. They were descended from Esau. We remember preferred a bowl of soup to his inheritance. And then they became a nation of Edom, and they were not conquered. God told them not to. God told the children of Israel not to fight with them when they came in and occupied the land. And later on, they were part of David's empire. But as we see, they fell away as the kingdom of Judah disintegrated. And you'll see Edom comes up again. Herod was from that lineage. And actually, that plays in the story of today's politics. There had been a coalition or an empire, and it was breaking apart under the bad rulership of Jehoram. Verse 11, moreover, he, Jehoram, made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication and compelled Judah thereto. So instead of worshiping the Lord God of Israel, Hashem, in the temple at Jerusalem, he built high places. So this is Baal and Asherah, understanding. Built high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem, I mean, so they had to leave the city and go out there, to commit fornication. You understand this is inappropriate sex. He says he caused them to engage in this, and compelled Judah thereto. So he forced them. Okay, now I'm stroking my chin. Think about that. Forcing people into lewd sex. How is that possible? Why would somebody do that? Are we having that today? I feel by the Spirit, while I'm editing this, to say, God does see that. God does hold you accountable for your decisions, but God also sees when the authorities force you. And God is going to give double judgment to those people who force others to do wrong things. Just as God holds accountable those who hurt and kill, God is going to hold accountable those who force others. This is a text of the judgment of God. And God would reach out in comfort, but not in license, okay? I just believe God, I believe God's healing, but also in God's judgment. Verse 12. There came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and hath made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a-whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also hast slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which were better than thyself. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people, and with thy children, and thy wives, and all thy goods. And thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowels, until thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Wow. A plague upon the people. And he himself has a disease of the bowel until bowels fall out. This reminds me of a more well-known story of Herod in Acts. Herod was a wicked ruler and allowed people to worship him as God. And so he died, was eaten up by worms. I think not while he was in a casket, but right there. Sounds what it was. Died of worms. Crawling out of him while he was still sitting on his throne. That's how I read it. Okay. Back to 2 Chronicles, chapter 21. A great disease of the bowels. You understand bowels. Yeah, you understand that word. Okay. Always consider the King James. Okay. Verse 16. Moreover, the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near Ethiopia. Near the Ethiopians. Now, the Philistines were not the Palestinians. The Philistines were Greek people who lived on the coast. Mediterranean. Verse 17. And they came up into Judah and break into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and the king's sons also and his wives, so that there was never a son left him save Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this, the Lord smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease. And it came to pass that in the process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, so he died of sore diseases. And his people made no burning for him like the burning of his father. Meaning they did not do funeral rites like a king of Judah. Verse 20. 32 years old he was when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and departed without being desired. Howbeit, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. Now, I can't let this go without answering some of the questions. I hear a lot of questions and statements about God's judgment. There is no question but what God has judgment. For centuries, the prophets talked about God's salvation and rescue by the Messiah, and it was so long that people wondered if it would ever happen. We can look back and know about Jesus, that God has sent a rescuer. But there is now talk of judgment, and some people think it has been so long coming that there is no God and they will never be judged, that they are in fact king of their universe. But since we are now in troubling times, no doubt, we now are getting questions and suggestions about God's judgment. So let me address that. I do not believe that God has, in the final analysis, finally taken his hand off of the United States or any other nation, finally, and pronounced judgment and we have to give up. I don't believe that. In the first place, I don't think that God sends sickness, but he did set up a system where you reap what you sow. And God understands the power of rulership and gives those who are in power greater judgment. So I believe that there is an inbuilt judgment in the broken world system. Just the earth cosmos system has what you sow, you reap. But also, there is a judgment that's beyond that, I believe, in eternity. You believe that God intervenes in time and space when specifically asked and when specifically partnering with human beings. I do believe that God makes a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. It was different in Goshen than it was in Egypt during the plagues. And God can rescue his own. We know this from scripture. And God's judgments, repeated judgments, repeated warnings, and even in this particular story, God's repeated warnings in the kingdom of Israel and Judah, and this particular story We're meant to call the people back. So we are still in the time of grace. We may be in the last hour. We may be in the last minute. We may be in the last second. But as long as there is a now, there is a calling to the people, to everyone, to you, to your child, and of course to the rulers, and to the nations, to come back to God, to love God and to love other people, justly, to tell the truth, to get right. Verse 20. 32 years old he was when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and departed without being desired. Howbeit, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. Chapter 21. Bad ending to a bad king. However, there was a little sparkle there. Who is Jehoahaz? Well, Jehoahaz was the youngest son who was able to succeed his father, so that God's promise that David would continue to have descendant on the throne of Judah was fulfilled. Notice that God takes note of what happens to the children. The Word of God takes note of the lineage of the families. There is a desire for pure lineage, to know we're all human, kind of married into whatever the sons of angel or the Nephilim are. Not necessarily purely Hebrew lineage, as I mentioned. We've got Rahab and Ruth, both in the lineage of Jesus. They weren't Hebrews. And even Moses married a black wife. But God takes note of the lineage, and God takes note of the children. I don't think he liked all the sons being killed. They were already moved off out of the capital, so they weren't bothering. But the wicked king Jehoram, the Lord saved Jehoahaz. In the next chapter, we see the whole story. It's a little bit better known that the actually, it wasn't the nursemaid like in my Bible story book. It was the aunt saved the little boy. Athaliah was killing all the royal seed of the house of Judah, Athaliah being in the family of Ahab. But Jehoshabeth, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain, and put him and his nurse in a bedchamber. So the aunt saved the little baby of the house of the royal house of Judah. And so, there's another story about Mephibosheth, who was son of Jonathan. So that was already happened before this. So Mephibosheth was not David's, but Jonathan's son, and David took care of him because his feet were damaged in the escape when he was a little child. So the Lord sees and requites evil rulers, but the Lord also sees children and protects them. O Lord God, King of the universe, merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, Lord, comfort the hearts of the mothers. Comfort the hearts of the mothers who are frightened for any number of reasons. Calm and comfort their hearts that you see their babies, that each one of their babies has at least one guardian angel. Protect these children. Protect these children in their health, in their mind, May they not be compelled to bad acts or a bad life, bad results of bad choices. Protect them. And thank you that we know that these angels see the face of God, and that any child who dies goes immediately to the kingdom of the Lord, that they also will be embraced. But you said, suffer the little children that come unto me, hinder them not. And so any child who dies goes directly to live with Jesus. We thank you for that. We thank you for the comfort for the parents and the grandparents. Lord, we have a great concern for our nation, for the situation of evil rulers in many places, for our children's well-being, for their health, for their spiritual formation, for their educational formation, for their hope, for their sociological and economic well-being in the future. Lord, have mercy on us, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lord, sort the wicked from the good and make a distinction. Thank you that you judge wicked rulers. Thank you that you watch little children. We rely on you. Help us to fill our hearts and mind, our hands and our feet, with your word and your intentions. We thank you for your blessing. And right now I pray blessing on these mothers listening to me, blessing on these educators, blessing on these children. May the Holy Spirit indeed play on them, dance on them, dance with them, rejoice through them. We pray in the mighty, matchless, most wonderful name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
Folks, you can participate. Come to the website. Make your comments. Also, please share. Notice I have quite a few more share buttons. We do not have to patronize those companies that have not served us well. And notice that we now have membership levels. So please check that out. Please run with us. Please be a lioness mother with us.